We have been going through this series about love and what it means to love somebody, what it means to truly love somebody the way God loves us. And we've been going through how we can do that, how we can love one another. And in the Bible, we've been using this verse, and it's the definition of love, pretty much, just straight up. And it's 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It keeps no record of wrongs. And basically what that means to me when I see that, no record of wrongs, in simpler terms, means love forgives. You're not, when you really truly love somebody, you're not remembering all that stuff they did and holding it against them. Like if people have hurt you, you're not just keeping track of all that and withholding forgiveness from them if you truly love them. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, forgiveness. But we're going to switch it up a little bit. It's going to be a little bit different tonight. I'm going to have somebody come up here in a few seconds, and they are going to tell some of their story, something from their own life, having to do with forgiveness, obviously. And it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it. It takes a lot of courage to get up here and talk about your own life. So just make sure you're respectful, listen up. It's going to be great. This person has a lot of really good things to say. So give it up for one of your high school captains, Olivia Rollins. She's going to come here and talk to you guys.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm Olivia, obviously. I'm a junior in high school. And I have this cousin, and her name's Alyssa. And growing up, we were absolute best friends. We did every single thing together. Every single summer, I was over at her house, like, for 2 weeks straight. We went on vacation together. We just hung out together and had so much fun. But the summer going into my eighth grade year, my parents told me that I couldn't hang out with her. They were always like, oh, she's on vacation. Like, you can't go over to her house. They're doing something. They're busy. So I was like, okay, that's kind of weird, but I just kind of let it go. And I was like, all right, whatever. But one day, before eighth grade started, we were at my grandparents' house, and my dad pulled me aside with my brother, and he was like, we just want to let you know that when you get home, the police may be waiting at our front door. And I was really confused, and I was like, is my dad some kind of like convict or something? Like, what is going on? And so he's like, your cousin Alyssa has accused me of inappropriately touching her when she was younger. As soon as he said that, I felt like my entire world was crashing down. This girl that I'd put so much trust in,